Russia's president has stressed the necessity of stepping up humanitarian efforts in Syria, where people have been bearing the brunt of war now since 2011.
It is important to increase the humanitarian aspect out of the Syrian conflict, and first of all I mean providing humanitarian aid to the Syrian people and helping the regions where the refugees who are now abroad can come back to.
Vladimir Putin, who is right now on an official visit to Germany, made the remarks alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel. For her part, Merkel underlined the need for bringing Syria's conflict to an end through political means.
We see that fighting is de-escalating in many places, but that doesn't mean that there is peace order in place. And that is why Germany is emphasizing, as part of the so-called small group, that we start a political process.
Merkel also said that she and Putin had already discussed the issue of constitutional reforms and even possible elections in Syria during their meeting back in May. The German chancellor further warned about the likelihood of a humanitarian catastrophe in and around Syria's Idlib. Now that province is largely occupied by anti-Damascus terrorist groups. Joining us now out of Osaka, Japan, is Mr. Ryan Dawson, author and peace activist. Hello, Ryan. It's nice to have you back on the program. What are your thoughts on the story, Ryan?
Well, with Syria, along with Russia, liberating Daraa from the terrorists, they freed up a large zone south of Damascus for refugees to return to their homes. And the same thing happened when they liberated Aleppo and other areas, northern homes, for example. Many Syrians went back to their regular way of life, although doomsday was predicted, and a lot of the Western media after the siege of Aleppo acted like it was another Holocaust and the last fill in the blank of Aleppo. Once it was under control, they had Christmas parties that Christmas openly in the streets, and people were returning. And the same thing's happening in Daraa and around the Golan Heights, which has recently been liberated by the Syrian army. And the same thing will happen to Idlib, which will be the last pitched battle in this long, long war. And so, of course, humanitarian aid will help kickstart that. And it's something that, you know, of course, Putin supports that. But Merkel was more concerned with Idlib, where it's besieged by terrorists who want to overthrow the government in Syria. And, of course, she has her sympathies for them. But they are going to need aid because Idlib is not going to be territory that the terrorists can hold on to for much longer. The writing's on the wall. There have two air forces and over 60,000 troops headed towards Idlib in the near future. If they don't negotiate and reconcile, they will be pushed out through warfare. And Syria will finally be returned to Syria again. And then you're going to see a massive influx of refugees return. But it's not as easy as, oh, just go home. A lot of these homes have been destroyed. A lot of the businesses are gone. And it's going to take a lot of support from the outside economically in the beginning to get things going and the economy straightened out in Syria again.
And it's funny you mentioned that, Ryan, because that was going to be my next question to you. Who do you see stepping up and helping with this humanitarian effort? You very well know Moscow's economy right now is in kind of a pinch. You know, Putin and his you know, colleagues cannot do this alone. They're going to need some allies to step in and possibly some non-allies. Do you expect anybody out of the West, a lot of people blame him for being a big part of the mess here, you know, a bigger part of the problem than the solution, but ultimately, do you see anybody out of the West stepping up and trying to put in, you know, hefty amounts of cash to help with the humanitarian and reconstruction effort in Syria?
Well, certainly Western governments oppose it, but Western businessmen are all about making money. And if they want to rebuild hotels, roads, electric plants as independents, as businessmen, they will be doing so. Russia's most likely going to be tapped for some of the more complex operations like the power grid and so forth. But Syria and the recent Asian Economic Forum have been making waves to South Korea and Japan. Japanese firms have already put in hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild infrastructure, and I think they'll do a good job of it. They did in Japan. They were not involved in aiding Al-Qaeda or ISIS. They're sort of on the sidelines. And so there are very, you know, well-developed nations that are willing to step in Syria and support them to get back on their feet. And I hope that tightens relationships between Syria and Asia and Russia as well. If Russia had the cash flow and capital to do it, I'm sure they would, but they're exhausted. And there are other players to turn to, and South Korea and Japan, for example, are more than happy to come support Syria. I wouldn't be looking to the Americas or hold my breath for very long because they're ones that covertly supported Al-Qaeda groups in the first place. But businessmen are businessmen, and at the end of the day, the most important thing is helping the Syrian people, and I would turn to whoever can do the best job.
Ryan, thank you once again for joining us on the program. Mr. Ryan Dawson, author and peace activist, joining us out of Osaka, Japan.